Old and rare books. The museum's library collection consists mostly of professional literature in the fields of pharmacy and medicine, but it also includes books from other fields, as well as musical scores from various composers. One part consists of textbooks, while the majority comprises professional literature that pharmacists used in their work. Historically, the first pharmacy opened in the territory of present-day Vojvodina in 1740 in Petrovaradin, and in central Serbia in 1830 in Belgrade. Examining the editions of professional literature, we can easily see that pharmacists were highly conscientious, equipped with the finest literature of their time, fully up to date with European pharmaceutical advancements. The significance of the museum's library is manifold. Through the content of this section, we can determine the sources that were used to study how medicines were prepared, what was available to pharmacists when making medicines, the level of their education, and the extent to which they kept up with developments and trends in pharmacy. Additionally, one can study professional books that are much older than the first pharmacies in present-day Serbia. Apart from professional literature, a very small part of the library consists of general literature, sufficient to know the level of its owner's overall education. Altogether, this is quite significant for studying the history and development of pharmacy and healthcare culture in present-day Serbia. Some books were donated by individuals from their family libraries. These were mainly descendants of pharmacists who wanted to permanently preserve the memory of their ancestors. The books are interesting because they contain specific signatures, comments, notes, and ex libris inscriptions indicating book ownership. Based on this information, one can trace the history of a given book, pharmacy, and pharmacist, which is extremely important for studying the development of pharmacy in Serbia. Of particular importance are rare books dating back to the mid-16th and early 17th centuries. The oldest book dates back to 1547 and represents Riehl's presentation of De Materia Medica, originally authored by Dioscorides. The Greek scientist Pedanius Dioscorides, from the 1st century, is considered the founder or father of pharmacology and botany. In his work De Materia Medica, consisting of 5 books, he describes plants and their healing qualities.